Here's your kitchen tip for Monday. We're talking about cutting board safety today. There is still some dispute over the use of wooden and plastic cutting boards, even glass cutting boards. The bottom line is, if you just scrub them real good with soap and hot water after each use, either the type is safe. Plastic cutting boards may be cleaned with a dishwasher. Wooden cutting boards can be brushed and scraped with scraped salt after washing as an added precaution. Plastic cutting boards should be bleached with a very strong bleach solution to prevent black mold. I say 100% bleach with no water. Cutting board safety. Never allow raw meat, poultry, and fish to come in contact with other foods. Improper washing, such as with a damp cloth, will not remove the bacteria. So with that said, and only washing with soap and water may not do the job either. Alrighty. So, to prevent the cross-contamination from the cutting board, the FDA advises consumers to follow these practices. Use a smooth cutting board made of a hard maple or a non-processed material such as plastic, and free of cracks and crevices. These kind of boards are very easy to be cleaned, so avoid boards to be made of soft or processed materials like glass. Wash cutting boards with hot soap water and a scrub brush to remove any food particles. Then sanitize your boards by putting them in a automatic dishwasher or rinsing them in a solution of 1 teaspoon of chlorine bleach in a quart of water. Always wash and sanitize your cutting boards after using them for the raw foods and before using them to eat or fix ready-to-eat foods. Consider using 1 cutting board only for foods to be cooked and 1 for raw food. Many my advice to this as a tip is go online and do your research of companies like kitchen wholesales or restaurant wholesales or suppliers for cutting boards. Get you a cutting board color for everything, like reds for meat, greens for vegetables, and so on. Get you a stack of cutting boards with each color and you'll be alright. You'll be fine. No doubt about it. I promise you, you'll be fine. And just do what the practice says is, if you don't have a dishwasher, get you a teaspoon of bleach, then use a quart of water. Then dip your cutting board in that solution, you'll be all good. You won't get sick. Trust me. Like today, I'm cooking some chicken. I'm not using a cutting board, but when you're thinking about it, if I do use a cutting board, I know what to do. Well, I always know what to do. Or if you have a question, contact me again on Twitter or on Facebook at Chef Mike Palmer. I'll answer your question as soon as possible or quickly as I can within 1 business day. Alrighty. And that's your tip of the day.